It is 4:13, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day way back in 1788 that Virginia became our 10th state.
It's a Commonwealth, right?
Yeah, it's a Commonwealth,
I hate that.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the difference is. I probably should have looked that up.
Pennsylvania, how many? There's four or five Commonwealths, Pennsylvania, Virginia. There's a few others, too. All right, tell us more.
So, Virginia's history begins with several indigenous groups, including the Powhatan. Oh. In 1607, the London Company established the colony of Virginia as the first permanent English colony in the New World, leading to Virginia's nickname as the Old Dominion.
Okay.
That's why they call it Old Dominion.
Okay.
It was the first successful British colony in North America. Jamestown, Virginia, was settled in 1607 by John Smith and about 100 other men. But as many as 90% of the settlers died of disease and starvation by 1610.
Jeez. 90%?
Not good.
Not good at all.
But a few years later, a new strain of tobacco helped make the colony profitable, and the company funding the settlement, the Virginia Company, began recruiting women to come over to marry and start families.
See, so there was an upside to smoking back then.
Well, they didn't know. They didn't know.
No, they didn't know. They didn't come with warnings back then.
No, and there was no Surgeon General to put the warning label.
He probably died in the...
One of the 90%, yeah. Right. In 1624, the Virginia Company's charter was revoked, and Virginia became a royal colony.
Oh.
Virginia was one of the original 13 colonies in the American Revolution, and several key battles were fought there during that war. More major battles were fought in Virginia during the American Civil War, which split the state as the government in Richmond joined the Confederacy, but many northwestern counties remained loyal to the Union, which led to the separation of West Virginia in 1863.
That's how we get the West Virginia.
That's how it happened, yeah.
Let's see, all right.
So Virginia's state legislature is the Virginia General Assembly, which was established in July of 1619, making it the oldest current lawmaking body in North America.
Hmm.
It is also the only state where governors are prohibited from serving consecutive terms.
Oh, really?
In
Virginia, they can't? Really?
Yeah. It's the motherland of U.S. presidents, also. Quite a few Virginians have held the nation's highest office, including four out of the first five presidents.
Oh.
You know who the only... exception to that was?
Sure, but I won't say it. I'll let
John
you say
Adams.
It.
John Adams. Yeah, it was the only exception.
Where was John Adams from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
A total of 8 U.S. presidents have been born in Virginia.
Eight out of four. Okay. Yeah.
Government agencies directly employ around 714,000 Virginians as of 2022, almost 17% of all employees in the state. That's a lot.
That's a real lot.
The state is home to the U.S. Department of Defense, the CIA, the National Science Foundation, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
If you listen carefully, you hear all your tax dollars right there in Virginia.
Yeah. Also, Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia is the world's largest naval base, with more than 78 ships from the Atlantic Fleet using the station as a home port.
Okay.
Thanks to the Chesapeake Bay, the state is the largest seafood producer on the Atlantic coast and the third largest in America.
All right.
And they are also very serious about their favorite ham, which is the Smithfield ham, sometimes also called the Virginia ham.
Oh, that's the Virginia ham.
That's the Virginia ham. And it is protected by state law.
What?
It is. And it can be produced only in the town of Smithfield, Virginia. Yes.
So France has champagne. The only champagne can be from Champagne, France. And this is, they've got the ham.
Correct, exactly.
Well, you know what? It's fine. It's respectable.
And actually, the cured ham was one of the nation's first exports, selling in Bermuda in the late 1700s.
I'd love a good ham in Bermuda, right on the beach.
Yeah.
Beach ham.
Virginia is the most populous U.S. state without a major league sports franchise. No major league sports there in Virginia.
Hmm.
The Washington Commanders are headquartered in Ashburn, Virginia, but their stadium obviously is in Maryland.
Sarah, please.
The reasons for this include the lack of any dominant city or market within the state and the proximity of teams in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Charlotte, and Raleigh, as well as a reluctance to publicly finance stadiums. Yeah. A proposed $220 million NBA arena in Virginia Beach lost the support of the city's council there in 2017, while a 2023 proposal to move the NBA's Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals to a $2 billion arena in Alexandria was canceled after formidable opposition in the Virginia Senate.
There's no need. They get all those, like you said, all those teams, all those other just adjacent.
Right nearby.
You're
yeah,
good.
You don't need
one.
You don't need one. No. One of the most popular sodas in the United States
is
Mountain Dew. That was formulated in the mountains of Southwest Virginia.
No, it was not.
Sure was.
Wait, Mountain Dew has its origins in the mountains
of Southwest Virginia, apparently.
I thought that was just a complete marketing
gimmick. I did, so did I, but no. Inspired by real life Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the fresh streams of the mountain.
Yeah, I think so. It's that color.
So it gives it that,
green, that neon green color. Yeah, totally.
All right.
Some other things invented in the state include ChapStick. Very thankful for that.
I thought you said chopsticks.
Chapstick. Not chopsticks.
No.
Chapstick.
No, right.
The swivel chair, which we are both sitting in right
hey.
Now. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank
and
you.
Ice cream cones. All those things.
They've done all that.
It's pretty great.
It's amazing. What a
and,
state.
And the ham.
And the
it's
ham.
The Virginia ham.
It's a commonwealth, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so you picked out a record to go along with the Virginia, did you?
Yeah, so we are going to play a song by a Virginia-born artist.
Oh.
We're going to play a song by Patsy Cline.
Okay.
Yeah, Walking After Midnight.
Thank you, Sarah.
In Virginia.
Getting you all jazzed up with some Patsy Cline and Walking After Midnight. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song on Legends 102.7?
Well, because Patsy Cline is from Virginia.
Yes.
And we were talking about Virginia because it became our 10th state on this day in 1788.
It did indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Virginia was the first successful British colony in North America.
It's the largest seafood producer on the Atlantic coast.
And it is the biggest state without a major league sports franchise.
You got it. You got,
got it.
You got it. Stick with it. Keep trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good. That's interesting. And we still don't know why it's called a commonwealth. I'm going to have to look that up. It just befuddles me, the commonwealth.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just these states that they want to be different. Make it a commonwealth. You know?
Yeah.
I'm doing my side homework tonight on
there
that.
There you go.
Folks want to learn more about Virginia?
Let us know tomorrow.
I will. I will. I'll report back. I'll create a diorama and everything.
Oh.
Folks want to learn more about Virginia, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com, yeah. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And people can watch this. They can watch everything that just happened, even the bits between the song, while the song was playing. Where
yeah.
do they go, Sarah, for that?
You can go to our Facebook page.
Right. You can watch it live.
Live every day, and it's up on the news feed or whatever they call that. The feed.
The feed.
That it's on? Yeah.
Sure, the feed.
So you can see it there. And it's
yeah.
also up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If you just search for Sarah's Wiki Corner, you will find our podcast there.
It's right there, yeah. Search Sarah's Wiki Corner. Wonderful. And subscribe, like, and subscribe.
Yes.
That's what the kids say?
Please.
All right, very good. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow, 4:10.
That's right. I'll be here.
Sounds good. Lakeside on the way, some Nick Lowe and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.